from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want your general, genuine reaction, and the text line can weigh in as well. I am going to guarantee the Royals win the division. There is no doubt in my mind that the Royals are not winning the American League Central Division. And I say that because, A, the trade deadline additions have been just superbly supreme for this team, from Lorenzen to, you know, even Paul DeJong has been fantastic for this organization. But I was watching the Cleveland Indians and Yankees yesterday, and I was listening to a little bit of it on the radio, and then I was listening to it on the television, listening to the Cleveland broadcast and watching the Cleveland broadcast. That is a team that absolutely is cashed in right now. They can't figure anything out. And even the broadcasters on the TV side were like, we can't even buy a hit. Like, I think the Yankees had held them to one hit last night, and it was an absolute destruction by the Yankees of the Cleveland Guardians. And to me, I watched that team yesterday. That is a team that is done. That is a team that has no energy. The Royals are winning this division, guys. It's not about winning a wild card berth anymore. It is about winning this division. And now they're only back two games. Cleveland is in the tank right now. The Royals are playing some really good baseball. They're the hotter team right now. I think they're the better team right now. They're the healthier team right now. And they're the team that, you know what, has got a little energy. I think Cleveland right now is screwed, and I don't think they're winning the division. I don't even know that Cleveland makes the playoffs this year. That's how bad shape they are right now.
Okay. General reaction is chill. I don't know if they're cooked. They just played the best team in baseball on the road. They're 5-5 in their last 10, and they get ready to start a series with the Texas Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Texas isn't cashing in yet.
They're close.
Yeah. I mean, they just kind of gave the Minnesota Twins some business, but Texas is 59-69. They're 10 games below 500, right?
Yeah. They're not going to the playoffs.
Right. Cleveland still, they're the top dog. They got a 2-game lead, which has been diminished. It was 6 a week and a half ago, so you're right there.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, you know, Seattle had a 10-game lead at one point in the season. They're 5 back.
But I will believe that, and I will only believe that, if they get to this next series after this weekend, which is Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
It's here.
Right.
Right. So they go New York, Texas, and then Kansas City for 4. There's obviously the doubleheader on Monday. Great. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
We should just go Monday all day.
Well, it's in Cleveland, isn't it?
We're
in Cleveland. Like,
it says first Royals. I'm on there. Yeah. So 4 in Cleveland. If that series, if they go into that series and the Royals are down by 1 game and they win 3 out of 4, then yes, I'll believe that.
Okay. So you're still holding out.
Because
Cleveland's a dead stick. I watched them for the last couple. I mean, there's no energy coming out of that team right now. They just look defeated.
And the only reason I say that is because they still get to play the White Sox for 3.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say.
They still have how many against the White Sox?
3.
So they can.
I don't like that.
But listen to you talk about, and you talk about the Royals and their riptide.
Yeah.
This is Cleveland's season ender. 3 at home against the Rangers.
Yeah.
4 at home for the Royals.
Uh huh.
3 with the Pirates. So they're going to get Skeens at least once.
Yeah.
Probably that opener who had 9 strikeouts yesterday and just absolutely walloped the team he played. They won 7-0. Then 3 in Kansas City. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Then 3 in L.A., Dodgers.
They go. Yeah, it's weird, their schedule. Kansas City, L.A., then to the White Sox.
Right, so they go Texas, Kansas City, Pittsburgh.
No, Texas home. Then they go.
I'm just saying teams.
Oh, yeah.
Texas, Kansas City, then they get Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. Kansas City, Dodgers, the 3 wins in a row with the White Sox.
Right.
Then they get the Rays for 4, Twins for four. Cardinals, who are fighting. That's a dangerous series.
They're 13 back or something like that. Yeah.
Reds, two. And then they finish with Houston for three.
That's that could determine a playoff spot, actually, at the end of the season. Right. But I'm just watching this. Like, they could not get a timely hit. They couldn't get any hits. When your announcers that are paid by the team are being very critical and are feeling the dire straits, that tells me that's all setting in right now for Cleveland. And it's a mind game for them. Like, they're getting guys on base. They can't find ways to get the big hit. They can't find ways to get out of tough situations. Like, their pitching isn't great right now. They did get mashed a little bit by the Yankees. There's no question the Yankees are one of the best teams, you know, in baseball, depending on the day. And you look at the standings. Mm. But to me, I'm just looking at the body language, the emotion, and there's none of that coming out of that Cleveland team. They look like a team that is done as dinner, man. So this is a big weekend for the Royals. You go out there, you take care of business against Philadelphia, show that you belong, and take over this division lead. And when you roll the Cleveland on Monday, you're probably playing for first place, right? So I just think they're going to do it, man. I just feel good about the vibe that's coming from the Royals right now. It's a fun vibe. It's an exciting vibe. They don't know what they don't know vibe. And when you're the team that's led all this way and you get to this point of the season and you're barely hanging on, that stress builds, that pressure builds. The Royals don't have any pressure right now. They really don't. Nobody expected them to be here. Everything they do from here on out, guys, is absolute gravy for this organization right now. The Cleveland team, they are a team that had the pressure on them to really lead from the start of the season. And now we're here with, 6 weeks left or something like that. And they only have a 2-game lead and they're holding on by dear life and they can't do anything wrong. It becomes a mental thing. The pressure builds, and we're going to see if the Cleveland team and their manager, Stephen Vogt, can handle that pressure of being in first place and essentially leading from wire to wire. I don't think that they can. I think Cleveland's done, man. I think they're done.
Royals start of the season was at 30-1 to win their division, but Cole Reagans, and if your goosebumps aren't alive on this Friday morning, they might be here in 53 seconds.
In a world where the stakes are high and the competition fierce, one team rises above the rest, the Kansas City Royals.
Listen to the noise. Build here in Kansas City.
Led by their young phenoms and fueled by the passion of their loyal fans, they've set their sights on one goal, the AL Central crown.
Let's go!
But standing in their way are the giants of the division, ready to crush their dreams and snatch the title for themselves.
The way these two teams competed tonight, we saw an epic battle.
In a season filled with highs and lows, triumphs and setbacks, the Royals must dig deep, rally together, and fight with everything they've got. This summer, witness the heart-pounding action, the unforgettable moments, and the relentless pursuit of glory. This is their time. This is their story. This is Royals baseball.
It's always been Cleveland.
Yeah.
It was always Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
From the start. And look, Minnesota's still hanging around as well, but it looks like, and that's what I'm trying to tell you people, I've been trying to say this for about 3 months now, the best or the apex of your Kansas City sports for this year, I guess you take the Super Bowl out of it in January, whatever, or February, you take that out of it.
You better say February, the text line will correct you.
Getting into this season, September 5th, September 6th, September 7th, and September 8th will be 4 days of absolute Kansas City sports insanity, because that is the opening night of the football season, which is here against Baltimore. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday is Kansas City, Minnesota, Kansas City, Minnesota, Kansas City, Minnesota.
Yep.
And look, a great year. It's been, you know, but now instead of just like trying to become, and this is where we always say, you know, expectations can change. Why not win the division? And this is the crazy part about the whole thing, right? This is the crazy part about everything and this whole season is that it's kind of been foreshadowed through moves and through things that we've seen, because they really do have a shot at the division. They really do have a shot at being the top seed in baseball. Mm-hmm. Now, the Yankees are on fire right now. But
that's not a concern for us, right?
Right.
We're worried about the division.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, in general, they could win the division. They could be the top team in the American League. They could have a first round bye.
Right.
And then they take the starting pitching, the defense, and the speed into the playoffs. And we know what that recipe can create, a World Series trophy. And I'm not saying they can you know, necessarily, I'm not saying they can't or can win the World Series, but all we heard in the preseason was that the Royals won free agency.
Mm-hmm.
They got Lugo, Waka, they created this pitching staff, they got all these guys together, and then Bobby Witt Jr. arrived to a level that even I couldn't expect.
Right.
I did not see 350 and all this kind of stuff happening.
Then, we're not talking about enough about him. I texted you guys that yesterday, too. Like, what Bobby Witt is doing right now.
It's crazy.
I mean, I know Aaron Judge is dominating, but they're not even talking about Aaron Judge nationally.
Right.
Like, we're talking about Chris Oladokun more than we are about Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt. Like, and those two guys are having seasons that, like, people since, like, Hack Wilson haven't had. Like, you take the steroid era out, and what Bobby Witt Jr. and Aaron Judge are doing are historically unbelievable. And nobody's noticing that.
And look, the two, and then you, to go back to that, they won the preseason. Everybody, like Brian Kenny, I remember even like Cliff Floyd, all these guys on MLB Network who, if you don't think that, you know, we're being honest with you and that we're biased radio hot take artists, MLB Network said the Royals were the dark horse to win, were a team that could absolutely be a team to watch late in the season. Then the trade deadline happens, and people want to act like, oh, well, you know, what they get, the one guy's hurt, you know, Hunter Harvey's hurt. But then you look at everything else that the Royals have done, and Jeff Passan tweeted this out. I thought it was great. The best trade deadline performance this year, Kansas City. Since July 30th, Lucas Irsig has a zero ERA, 10 innings, 4 hits, no walks, 14 Ks.
It's been fantastic.
Dominant.
Closer.
Paul DeJong's slash line is 286, 340, 548, 3 home runs, elite defense at third base. Michael Lorenzen, a 1.99 ERA over 22 and 2/3 innings.
That's great.
Others who did well, Dodgers, Padres, D-backs. But the ones who won, according to baseball experts who just eat, breathe, sleep, and crap baseball, the Royals not only won the free agency, they've won the trade deadline. They're 2 games back from their division. They're 4 games out of the AL top spot. This team and your expectations are 1,000% merited to expect greatness and a fun-ass postseason in Kansas City.
Yeah, like they're winning the division, right? And there's a lot of naysayers on the text line this morning. I'm not really surprised about that, but like what's preventing you from buying in? I know the bullpen hasn't been great, right? Mm. But once we get towards the end of the season, it's going to change. There's going to be starters that are in the bullpen. There may be Alec Marsh may come up from the minor leagues and fill a role for you. Maybe you move Lorenzen to the bullpen in the postseason and do all that kind of stuff. Like right now, you have to look around the landscape of baseball and realize what's going on. The Royals are having fun. That's a big part of it. Cleveland is not. The Royals have confidence right now. Cleveland does not. The Royals are winning games. Cleveland just got their teeth kicked in a big way in New York, and they're not feeling real good about themselves. The Royals have that momentum. They had that off day yesterday. They've got a series coming up now against Philadelphia. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that aren't giving the Royals a snowball's chance in this series against Philadelphia. But what I like about this team is they don't listen to the outside noise. They don't pay attention to that. They don't recognize that. They don't know what they don't know. That team believes right now that they're going to go out there and they're going to win this division. And you know what? When you believe you can do it, 90% of the battle is over. It's the 10% that you got to go out there and figure out. But they believe. They have that belief. And I can tell you, when Cleveland got on that plane yesterday and they're flying to, where are they going now? They're going back to Cleveland because they got a big firework display tonight. I think I saw like 6 times on TV last night to sell tickets.
Yeah, starting their 10-game homestand.
Right, their 10-game homestand right now. And they're flying back to Cleveland from New York last night. I'm going to tell you what, there's not a lot of confidence on that plane. There's not a lot of guys that are believing in themselves. There's not a lot of guys in Cleveland that believe that they can get this job done. Meanwhile, Salvi's playing wiffle ball in Lee's Summit. You know, Vinny's having himself a time. Bobby's dominating this game. Cole Reagans is out there doing his thing. Like, these guys believe here in Kansas City they're going to get the job done. And I'm going to tell you, the mind is a powerful muscle, man. And when you believe that you can get something done, there's nothing that's going to get in your way. The Royals are winning this division, and I don't care what the text line has to say about that.
Obviously, the elephant in the room is Minnesota. They've beaten the Royals since 1994, it seems like. And Minnesota's schedule, not the toughest. That's why the games against Kansas City are extremely valuable and extremely important. Obviously, Dusty, thanks for addressing that. But they get their season ends with St. Louis, Atlanta, Toronto, Tampa, Royals 6th, 7th, 8th, which we told you about already. Then they get Anaheim Angels, Reds, Cleveland for 4, Red Sox for 3.
That's a big series.
Then they go Marlins, and then they finish with Baltimore.
Okay. Baltimore's a big one. Yeah.
You know, fighting maybe for a top wild card spot.
So right.
It's not terrible to think, but that's the number one thing is you gotta beat Minnesota.
You gotta beat Minnesota, but you also have to have that confidence. You also have to believe. And teams fall apart all the time at the end. It happens in baseball. It's a long season. It's hard to lead from wire to wire. And when you get hot at the right time, hey, that's all that matters. But I'd rather have this belief going into a Friday series against the Phillies where we start this gauntlet to be an Eeyore out there and not think they're going to do it. Because you know what? There are people who root against their hometown team just to get their predictions right. Well, I told you they weren't going to be any good. You know what? That's cool. If they are good, then you're wrong. And that's okay. And that's better than being right when you said your team wasn't going to be any good. Hop on this bandwagon, man. Like, the Royals right now are giving us everything we've ever asked for as a fan base. And we still have people that are being naysayers about that. Like, you're missing the fun, man. You're missing the energy. You're missing the entertainment. You're missing the greatness that we're witnessing right now here in Kansas City because you're sitting back and I just don't think they're going to do it. That's no way to live a life, man.
We'll dive back into the Royals a little bit later on because they are getting ready for a huge 3 weeks here where the entire AL and AL Central.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Could flip literally on a dime.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.